You're on 981 2NM. It's the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. It's Thursday, so we're going to hit the road with the only man that we know of who sleeps with in a bucket seat. David Brown, how are you doing?
I actually have trouble sitting up and sleeping in cars, but modern cars may help me in that regard. I'm doing very well. Thank you, Andrew.
Good to hear. Now, today this is an interesting discussion, and I think it will start moving the needle, if you will, on electronic vehicles when a hire car like Hertz starts purchasing those vehicles.
Hertz is an upmarket brand, and there are other within that group. They have some rental cars, but they certainly are an upmarket brand. They put in an order worldwide for 100,000 Teslas and 65,000 Polestars. That's the vehicle company out of Sweden, but is linked to the Chinese company that now builds Volvo. Now, that represents both a commitment in terms of societal considerations, but it also represents a fact that, you know, they're looking at and evaluating and being seen to be leaders in terms of bringing in new technology.
Well, there's two things that strike me here. One is that we've all hired a vehicle and then we've all had to, at the last minute, realise, oh, that's right, we've got to take it back with a full tank of petrol. You don't have to worry about that. You won't have to, because they can just plug it into their PowerPoint. The other thing is, when Hertz and other hire companies finish with their vehicles, they sell them into the circulation of regular drivers. So that's going to bring more into onto the roads of Australia and other parts of the world.
Absolutely, and that's where fleets are being considered as leaders in bringing in EVs for that very reason, that it'll make for a second-hand market. And by the by, something like Hertz will be turning over cars once a year.
Yes.
Your point about charging up, though, raises a very interesting point about logistics, and that is that no matter how good your charging is, and to get good charging for a lot of cars, say at an airport, you know, really need to have a substation, and that's the logistics of that are not easy, because if you don't have really fast charging, then you end up with, you know, a car that's got to sit for 2 or 3 hours and can't be used. So it's not an easy step. But the other thing that I think is really interesting as well is that when we hire a car, we jump into a car and have to get used to it.
Yeah.
Now, an EV is remarkably easy to drive, but it's different. Now, in fact, that hurts. People are renting cars, you know, including fleets, renting a car for a little while just to test it out, just to see how it works and getting used to it. So it has that role as well. But the whole idea, one of the things that electric vehicles is, you can drive off just the accelerator.
Yes.
If you have regeneration up to its full level, when you back off the accelerator, it slows significantly. They don't have that turned on. You can do it, but they don't, because it's sometimes a bit of a surprise to people that rent the car. So it's an interesting thing. Now, I think we've mentioned in the past, a professor and an ex-president of the NRMA and so on, and I are working on a project of that human-machine interface, and I think quite readily car companies get great feedback when people rent a car, come back and say, oh, my goodness, I've struggled with this.
Yes.
When someone in the marketing department or from graphics who were very used to it didn't understand it as being a problem.
The other knock-on effect I'm wondering is if in the future, if we want to rent a car to drive from the Hunter Valley to Canberra, for example, they'll say instead of having a selection of cars dependent upon their style and the accoutrements, it's more along the lines of this one will get you there because it has X distance in charge.
And how they try to encourage or discuss the people to use it, and quite often people, oh, no, I've never driven one, perhaps to have a go is a good experience and not necessarily a difficult experience if you make that first step and people come back and say, oh, well, you know, it wasn't what I thought. It was much easier and so on. But you're right, and I discussed this with the executives, that you've got to have a training program which has an engagement with the customer, not just trying to, as it were, flog them a product. And that engagement, I think, can be encouraging and is part of our evolution, our movement towards electric vehicles.
It's a great opportunity to stick a toe in the water. David Brown, as always, thank you very much for joining us. We'll talk some more motoring next week.
Yeah, thanks, mate.